Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this perfect love, this righteousness that you've given to us, restored to us, because it was always our inheritance. You made us to be your righteous children, holy children, separated unto you. So thank you. Thank you, Father God, for moving on our behalf and sending Jesus to awake us to righteousness, the right life, in tune with you through the Spirit. And so thank you. We appreciate that. And just help me with this word, Lord. You know that this righteousness, the perfect life, the perfect kingdom, and your goodness towards us in every way, from baby to young men to spiritual fathers led by the Spirit, is so big and so beautiful that I can just go on and on about it. Thank you, Lord, for just enlightening our eyes, enlightening the listeners' eyes, Lord, as the sun comes down and shines onto the sea. So you come into our lives to restore us back to everything that is right, Lord. So bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 and 34. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
Hallelujah. I mean, there you know, we've given three different versions here. We've shared it here this morning. If you just take hold of this and you remember this at all times and that, and then whenever you see righteousness, take hold of the scriptures relevant to that, because that's what gives you the right kingdom, the right mind, the right attitudes, and the right actions. And it's all found in drawing close to the Lord. If you're not drawing close to the Lord, you're sitting with wrong company. And wrong company, not righteous company, the righteous God and a righteous Spirit, that's where you get that which is right. So it's so important. He who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we can become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Why? Because we were always made to be righteous in him. We were predestined before the foundation of the earth to be righteous and holy in the Lord. And that's what we lost. And now God has sent Jesus to bring us back to our senses, back to that which is right. So this whole life now, the walk now, the path now, it's all righteous. God's plan for you as his children. So it's just so deep. There's so many scriptures that can be taken hold of. And this is what you've got to look for, guys. If you're going to sit in bad company that knows everything that is wrong, you're still going to have a problem. That's why when you draw close to the Lord and you look into his word, you look for the answers for the problem, the light for the darkness, the blessings for the curses. And then you are partaking of a righteous kingdom, a righteous God that's got a righteous purpose for you, and therefore a righteous destiny, perfect love that casts out all fear, because you have passed out of fear that comes through sin, and you've entered into the favor and the goodness and the righteousness of God. In closing, I just want to read what the message says. So yeah, we've given you the Amplified version there, and then we've given you another lovely translation. But yeah, the message says, I'm just reading verse 34. I'm leaving that bad company. That's where you're going to hear about sin and you're going to hear about darkness. And that's not getting to the answers. And getting to the answers is getting to the right. So he says here in verse 34 in the message, think straight. Amen. Pure. Think straight. Awake to the holiness of life. No more playing fast and loose with resurrection facts. See, resurrection facts has given that to you. You've been raised together with Christ. Not only did he die for sin, he raised you up with him so that in the time to come, he may show his goodness towards you. God is a luxury you can't afford in times like these. Aren't you embarrassed that you've let this kind of thing go on as long as you have? So God says, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So in true knowledge, in really getting light, that's where your answer is. Awake, O sleeper, and Christ will give you life. Amen. That's what you partake of, and this is what you push into, and this is what you take hold of in the morning, the right stuff, the right answers, the right leading, and then you can carry this righteous goodness of God into this world, and you never get tested beyond what you can handle. You can handle the testings out there because you haven't got the cares of this world. You've got the cares of God on your heart, and that's why you can bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. I'm thinking of the parable of the seed and the sower now. So understanding is to get to know the right things and then embrace the right things so that you can have the right thinking and have the right attitude and have the right life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.